I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, let's bring in our next guest who's got a lot of common sense. My very good friend, former Missouri State Representative, current Executive Director of the Missouri Republican Party, Gene Evans. Gene, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Great to have you back on again.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Hey, so Gene, you know, it's always you women throwing water on our parade. You know, Bernie Sanders wants to spend all this money, and Amy Klobuchar says, whoa, wait a minute. Well, Gene, it's because the women a lot of times run the checkbook in the House, right? And again, kudos to Amy Klobuchar for acknowledging that this is an insane idea and we cannot afford it because health care, Medicare for all, it does mean health care for none, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I do agree with her that it's too expensive, but I disagree with her on the public option. She said that that would keep costs down for all. That's what they told us about Obamacare with the ACA, and we saw our costs and prices go up. We see doctors who have less time to spend with patients, more regulations, more costs, rising drug prices, and you can trace a lot of this back to government intervention into private enterprise.
Absolutely. Hey, Gene, let's switch gears to the big story of the day, which is the one that the liberals, the left, and the media now don't want to talk about anymore, and that is the incredible fake news that was published this weekend about Justice Brett Kavanaugh on pretty much on the one-year anniversary of the Senate Democrats' horrible performance before the American people in trying to tear down a good man, his reputation, his family, everything he's done in life, and they basically recycled the same thing but in a worse way, because now they have someone who doesn't want to play the victim card like Christine Blasey Ford did, doesn't remember right. The incident, doesn't want to talk about it, but they went ahead and dragged the whole thing back up again, and they got caught with a ton of egg on their face. Gene, you know what? We want to support Democrats in their constant attempt to try and drag Republicans through the mud because it makes them look horrible, I think, every single time they do it.
Well, and they will sacrifice anyone who gets in the way. So we see this, you know, they're attacking Brett Kavanaugh and his family, dragging them through this again. But what about these women who don't want to be a part of this? So They're taking these women who said, I don't want to comment. I don't remember this. Please don't interview me. And now there's a spotlight on them, and they're being chased around. But they don't care who they step on, male, female, children, Brett Kavanaugh's kids. They don't care. All they care about is their agenda and getting what they want, and they will run over anybody to get there.
And Gene, don't you think a lot of women voters, probably all across the political aisle, who have sons, are probably looking at this and going, "Oh, for the love of God, I am very concerned about my college age son, who, if he apparently goes to a party and doesn't sit in a corner with his hands in his lap, he's going to be presumed guilty until proven innocent these days."
Well, there's that. There's definitely that. And, you know, I have a daughter, and so I think differently about these things sometimes. One of the things that concerns me, one, yes, we're ruining people's lives, right? We're ruining young men's lives who've done nothing wrong. But two, sometimes bad things do happen, and they have poisoned the well. So if this does happen to a woman, when you cry wolf so many times, it makes it harder for when these things really do happen to come forward. It's sort of like they make everything racism. So when something really racist happens, people sort of don't notice anymore because they're so used to them throwing the race card all the time.
Right.
So when if a female is subjected to some sort of horrible behavior by men that needs to be addressed, it should be addressed. And now they've sort of minimized it. I mean, the Me Too movement almost died last year because of this, because you've got all these false accusations. And so what they've really done is taken women back 10, 20, 30 years. They are not the party of women. We are independent women. We don't need people out there making false accusations, trying to ruin people's lives. We just want the truth. And the truth is, Brett Kavanaugh, there's no dirt on him. Quit making things up.
Yeah, Gene.
No, leave it alone.
Yeah, Gene, an excellent point there about crying wolf. And isn't it really, Gene, isn't this all about the fact that they're so, the left and the liberal media are so angry that Donald Trump is still president 3 years later, that he has the opportunity to put excellent constitutional originalists on the Supreme Court, and they're terrified that a Roe v. Wade-like decision is going to someday make it to this current Supreme Court. Isn't that what this is all about? It's all about their desire to keep abortion on demand, the law of the land.
Yes, it is. And you saw that with, you know, recently with, is it Christine Blasey Ford? Is that her name? With her attorney admitted that that was their whole agenda.
Yes,
was
exactly.
To keep him off the court because of abortion. And, you know, you're seeing that here in Missouri. The Democrats are really, really scared because our governor has appointed really good constitutional judges to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And they're concerned because, as you know, as an attorney, we've been sort of left-leaning in our judiciary in this state for a long time. And now that Governor Parson has appointed, by the way, many of them female, but a lot of conservative judges to the bench, the Democrats are really freaking out.
Absolutely. He'll get no credit for it either. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Gene.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hey, Gene, Tony Colombo. Great to talk with you again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Speaking of words that have lost all their meaning, you perfectly described the way that they throw around the term racism and accusations against people like Brett Kavanaugh. Another word that has lost all of its meaning and lost all of its power is impeachment. They talk about impeachment. There's 7 or 8 of the current Democratic presidential candidates that say that they will impeach Kavanaugh if they get into office. And of course, the Democrats talk about impeaching Donald Trump.
Right.
What is the direction of this Democratic Party, and how does that the way that they just name call and say they're going to take everything away, but don't really present any new plans? Is that working? Is that going to get them votes in 2020?
No, but I think, you know, the Democrats operate a lot on emotion and on trying to appeal to people's emotions. So they talk about, you know, granny going off the cliff, you know, those sort of emotional things. And then impeachment riles people up because they don't have real plans. The plans that are being put forth by their national candidates are untenable. People don't want the Green New Deal. They don't want Medicare for all. They understand that these things are too expensive and, for the most part, don't make sense. I know a lot of people who like their plastic straws, and they recognize that the majority of plastic straws in the ocean are not coming from the United States. They're coming from other countries. So why are we paying the price for China's pollution? So I think the common sense, average, everyday American cares about kitchen table issues, but they do get riled up about the emotion. You've seen it in the city where they're using children as pawns to promote their gun agenda.
Mm.
And it's really disturbing. And yes, it helps us politically, but as an American, it's disappointing to see how they will, you know, use anyone as a victim or as a casualty for them to push forward their narrative. Because as I said at the beginning, their plans don't make sense. So they just attack, attack, attack. And they've got the New York Times and a lot of other outlets like CNN to support them.
Hey, Gene, before we let you go, let's take it back to Missouri for a minute and remind folks that Governor Parson announced for re-election last week. And boy, from my vantage point, he had a heck of a week. He not only from being endorsed by President Trump to all the legislative leaders in the House and the Senate. He was in Southwest Missouri. He was in St. Louis. He was in Mid-Missouri. Seemed like he was everywhere last week with a positive message of hope, opportunity, liberty, and freedom for more Missourians. He did a crime summit here in the city of St. Louis. I mean, this governor is willing to go where other Republicans are probably a little hesitant to go. That's because he's willing to show up, talk with whoever he needs to talk to try to solve the problems of this state. I was pretty impressed with the rollout last week.
Oh, yeah. He was in Kansas City, too, as well. I was there with him in Kansas City. We were at a construction company talking to workers and getting a lot of support there. I mean, he does have wide support all over the state. They see that he works hard. I mean, you can barely keep up with him on social media because he's everywhere talking to people. And he has spent more time visiting with leaders from Kansas City and St. Louis about urban problems than any governor that I can remember in my lifetime. And he really does care. And he has that law enforcement background. He understands that these are multifaceted problems and there's not a Band-Aid you can put on it and fix it. Because if there was, we'd have already done that, right?
Exactly.
So, and I really, you know, people kind of knocked him on this, but I really like when he said, I have to stay in my lane. He's not trying to be a dictator as our governor. Mm-hmm. He understands that things have to move through a legislative process, both at the local level and at the state level. And it's not really his job to start doing a bunch of executive orders and ordering people around about how to run the state. That would be stepping out of his lane. And I think, you know, those of us who respect the Constitution like the fact that he wants to stay in his lane and in his branch of government while taking a lead on having the discussions and bringing people together.
Well, how refreshing for a political leader to recognize their separation of powers. Yeah, so, hey,
yeah, absolutely.
Gene, before we let you go, real quick, being the head of the Republican Party in the state, it's going to be a very unique election year. Republicans are in a great position in the state of Missouri, but a lot of these statewide officials they're running for the office that they hold for the first time. The governor's in that situation, lieutenant governor, the treasurer, all of these people were appointed in the aftermath of Governor Greitens leaving and Josh Hawley's election. Does that present any unique challenges as you go into an election year?
Well, I think, you know, the party always supports the incumbent. So for us, that's easy. I think that they've had an opportunity to sort of prove themselves. And if you look at each of them individually and the job they're doing, I think there's a lot to be happy about. You know, I mean, Eric Schmidt it's been a year since he came into office, and he has done a tremendous amount and has taken the lead on some big issues. Scott Fitzpatrick, I mean, coming up with a way to take abandoned property and returning it to single parents with deadbeat dads, you know, so like they left their property and he's figured out a way to get that abandoned property to single moms trying to feed their kids. I mean, these are kind of people that we want in office. So it actually makes my job really easy because I've gotten to know these guys. Some of them I already knew Scott, for example, from serving in the legislature, but they're really good people that care about the state. And I don't see any of them like on a ladder looking at their next job. Mm-hmm. They're here because they care about Missouri, and I think the governor knew that when he appointed them.
Gene, if folks want to find out more about the Republican Party of Missouri as we head into what's going to be a very exciting election year, it's right around the bend. Iowa caucuses less than 5 months away. How can they get involved? How can they learn what the party's working on? Give us the places to look for.
Well, we have Missouri GOP on Facebook, which we update pretty frequently. But on our website, which is missouri.gop, we have a calendar, and we have all kinds of events coming up. Or if you just want to know what's going on in your area or how to get involved, you can email me. My email is right there on the website, and I will get you connected because we want to bring everybody in who wants to fight for conservatives and support our Republican candidates.
Fantastic. And, Gene, folks can follow you, I believe, on Twitter at MoRepEvans. Is that right?
It's Mo Gene Evans. We switched it up for you.
Oh, very good. Gene Evans. Very good. At Mo Gene Evans on Twitter, and you can check out the Missouri Republican Party on Facebook or at their website. Gene, thanks so much for joining us again on the Annie Fry Show. We'll have you back again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, have a good afternoon. That was Executive Director of the Missouri Republican Party, Gene Evans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.